views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Ronnie Show, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles. We've been having some great fun over the last sessions. Care of yourself with a chronic illness. I specialize in 21 chronic illness, and the latest thing I've been working on is Lyme disease. You know, I live on Martha's Vineyard, and Lyme is a hotbed on Martha's Vineyard, but I've been traveling all over the country this past year dealing with some of the most toxic, difficult-to-control chronic illness, and Lyme is one of them. Now, I want to tell you today I'm excited because I have Michael Pulse on the line, and he is one of the most amazing educators that I've had in a long time that deal with meditation and basically how to love yourself. Michael wants us all to know that we need to care for ourselves like we would care for a garden. And if you neglect your garden, you know what happens. Things start withering away and dying. Well, how many of us take care of our body like we would our garden? Do we water our bodies the same way? Do we feed it nutrients? Do we look at it with awe and curious eyes? Well, you should do the same thing, Michael says. When you look in the mirror every day, you should say to yourself, did I give myself enough water? How does my skin look? My eyes vibrant? Do I feel good today? And Michael has taught me a lot in the last, how long I've known him, a year now. We've done some Yevo work together. We've met at reunions together. And I actually had a session with Michael maybe a few, 4 or 5 days ago. And I have to tell you, it was the most amazing feeling. It taught me that not only could I feel good after the meditation session, but it allowed me to have a higher level of thinking. It allowed me to get into myself and to really ask myself some serious questions about what am I doing every single day when I wake up. I'm giving. But am I loving myself? Do I do things on a daily basis to love myself? Well, I had to question that. And Michael helped me to question that because I realized I can do more to love myself, because if I love myself more, I can give more to you. Doesn't that make sense? So, Michael, thank you so much, because I know your mission is to heal people and to help people. And the way you do that is to help people to love themselves. And I know you have a diverse background as a child. Michael came from the streets to prison life and then back again. He studied religion, and he has, over the years, done nothing outside of the most magnificent thing by reaching out to people, giving himself to people, and teaching them that they can love themselves and that they can do exactly what he did. They can come off the street and they can start helping people so that we can live in a better world. Thank you so much, Michael, and it's so wonderful having you on the show again today. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I am honored. I am very honored and very grateful. Thank you. And thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I am so grateful to know you, and as much as you help so many people, I'm just so thankful to you for everything that you do and everything that you are.
Michael, a lot of people really want what you have to say. They really want to feel good. So many people, and not just people that with a chronic illness, but just in everyday life, feel stressed. And we know that stress is the way you respond when your needs or your desires are not met. And so people respond in different ways to stress. Some of us fly away and avoid the situation and hide. Some of us will fight and create anxiety within the body. So, and then some of us will just pretend that it didn't happen or take drugs. So there's many ways that we deal with stress, and stress breaks down the body, because I deal with chronic illness on a daily basis with a lot of my clients, and I know exactly what stress can do to people. In your program and the way you teach meditation is a way to decrease stress. Would you explain how that happens with the type of program that you give? Because it was very enlightening to me a few days ago when I did your session. I really thought about some things that I haven't thought about in a lot of years. I really thought about something that I wasn't doing for myself that make a big difference in my life so that I can help other people. And I'll talk about that later, but I would like for you to share how your program helps people.
Sure. Thank you. Basically, the simplest way I can put it is your brain is like a computer, and we've allowed people to program our computers, and therefore we have a belief system. We have experiences based on our program. For example, if you put an application on your phone, you're going to be able to access that application. If you don't have that application, it's there because you can download it. But if you don't download it, you're not going to access it. Now I'm telling people, and I'm reminding people that happiness is yours. But you don't have to download it, because it's yours. You have to believe it. And once you start believing it, you'll start experiencing it. So basically my job is to clear out the clutter in the computer, which is basically truths and perceptions that we've been told to believe in, and even ourselves and others. And my job, if you want to call that my job, is to basically help you to get your programs and analyze them for what they are through meditation, because this is how they come up, and then get rid of the programs that don't serve you, meaning being thankful and grateful for those programs because they allowed you to reflect and realize what you need to focus on. Because my whole mission in life is to get us to, you know, regret, you know, things that we've gone through, like myself, like I used to, because it kept me stuck in a program. But to accept everything that I've been through, because it is where I am now, to be able to be aware and to be in this whole other world of reality that I am manifesting, rather than thinking I'm a victim of my reality, basically. So basically what I do is I help you to realize your truth for yourself. I don't tell you what to believe. I tell you where to go to find the belief within yourself, which is beyond what the word belief is. To be more specific, it's a presence within you. That words, I cannot describe what it is. I cannot explain to you what it is. All I can do is introduce you back to yourself. And this is self-love at the highest form. And therefore, you feel and you experience this presence. And it is beyond what anybody can tell you. It is beyond what any book or anything that can tell you what it is. It is an experience.
So, Michael, you know, listening to that and listening to you, it brings such joy to my heart. Because what I think I hear you saying is that some of the greatest weapon against stress and how to deal with stress or any problem is our ability to choose one thought, to choose a thought. We can choose how we feel. So that's what I'm hearing you saying, is that it's how we decide to respond to that stress. And so when I came out of session and I thought about some of the feelings that I had about something, a recent event that happened to me, and I say recent because it's so close to me, was a horrible thing that happened to me a couple of years ago. I had to learn to choose how to respond differently to what happened to me. And now I get more joy out of it because I can respond differently. I don't wake up angry and say, why did that happen to me? How could that happen to me? I decide to say, you know, that happened for a reason. And now because that happened, I am this person today. Yeah. So when we come back, Michael, I have a caller that wants to know, you know, with her chronic illness, how she can use your meditation to be able to change the way she feel, because sometimes she doesn't want to wake up, and that's sad. I hate. So when we come back, let's address that. Let's address how she can feel differently by doing meditation.
Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Hello. We are back talking to Michael, who is a meditation expert, and he's an educator out of Arizona. He is also going to help many people like you and others, and he's been helping people for years, on how to believe in themselves, how to believe in the power of the brain, and how each and every one of us have our own unique experience and how we perceive things. And his mission is to heal people and to help them to love themselves. So we're back talking to Michael, and this is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Michael, one caller came in a little.
Nope.
She heard me talk about that a few sessions ago. And she's, you know, the saddest thing is to hear somebody say that they don't want to wake up sometimes. And when they wake up, they wonder what they can do not to wake up. And so, you know, I know that in order to heal the body of any chronic illness, it first starts with a thought. And that thought needs to be changed into something actionable. And if that's meditation, you know, people need to learn meditation, because I did, and I know it helps me, because I now can change a negative thought into a positive thought. And that means very much to me, and it helps me to continue my day, because it's hard to go through a day of work, and I work sometimes 12 to 15 hours a day, if I have a negative thought. So can you help her with some meditation thoughts and some affirmations on what she can do so that tomorrow morning when she wake up, she'll feel different?
Sure. First of all, I'd like to explain that the brain is very powerful, but before the brain is energy. And before a thought can be positive or negative, it's energy. The vibrations that we are around can affect our thoughts, because they're not really our thoughts. Because we can have a thought, and I don't want to go too much into depth with this, that's why I offer private sessions, but a thought, once a thought comes, we choose to entertain it. And if we entertain a thought that is not serving us, it is going to the microcosm of our body. So I like a quote that I want to say here now: judge not by appearances, judge righteous judgment. What does this mean? Judging righteous judgment means you're right to who you are. If you judge by appearances, you'll be controlled by your appearances. So you will continue to manifest what you see. You have the choice that we can take is to believe that we are more than our body. And that's why I do what I do, is because I remind people, you're not your body. You're vibration before the body can even exist. And I'm sure most people can agree on this. So if we start connecting with vibration, we can affect the source of the vibration before it even affects the cell. Now, we're starting to find out through science and different medical studies that the power of the mind is very, very powerful. So if we judge by appearances, we'll continue to manifest what we think is going wrong, right? And something very, very simple but very powerful is the placebo effect. If we think something is going to do something, it will do it, even though we're not taking what we think we're going to take, right? So this shows the power of the mind. Okay, another experiment I will briefly explain is the double slit experiment. It explains that as soon as we observe something, we're giving our attention to, we change the whole structure of what it is. So what are we doing to ourselves on a micro level when we continue to dwell on the fact that we don't feel good or that life is not great? I was there, so I can speak from personal experience. Life proved to me that I was right, because I got one message for everyone live here now. Whatever you think, you're right. Whatever you believe, you're right. So if the belief that you have, if the thoughts that you have are not matching, or rather not feeling good, then that means you are manifesting your untruth. Because your truth is to feel good. Your truth is to prosper. Your truth is to be the greatest version of you that you can be now. Not tomorrow, not next week. If we really tap into that power, we can start manifesting it now. So the thing that I have a message for her is, I know she's in a rough situation, and I'm not going to say I can relate, because I was in a rough situation, but not as bad as her. I was basically dying inside through my mind. But physically, I know that can hinder us really, really strongly. But I would advise her to say, where's this thought coming from? And even in meditation, go within that space that is before your body even exists, and you can reprogram the body from that space. Now, if she wants to get a hold of me, I can help her much, much more advanced and further than I can in this short time that I have on this show. And I'm sure I'll be back again. I'll be back again.
Yeah, give her your contact information. And I will make sure she call you, because I'm invested in her getting well. So give all of our listeners your contact information.
Okay, you can contact me through my phone, 928-446-5887. You can send me an email. My email address is Yuma, as in Y, as in yes, U-M, as in Mary, A, and then the word awakening, humoawakening@gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/humoawakening is my Yuma Awakening page. So you can contact me via phone. Do you want me to get my Skype or just that? That's good right there.
Give your Skype also, because people contact you in different ways.
Okay. My Skype is artistic post, like the word artistic, as in being very artistic. So ARTISTIC, post, as in post office, artisticpost.com.
Thank you so much.
Okay. No, go ahead.
No, I wanted to thank you so much, because that's important, because a lot of times, you know, we really don't know how to reach out to someone unless we actually had contact with them, like in the present. So even though we may heard of meditation or read about meditation, we still don't really know who can we talk to about meditation. And so we've got listeners out there now. They know that they can reach out to you, you know, and I've always believed, you know, even when I was young as a nurse, before I became a naturopathic doctor, I've always believed in the holistic approach, because I told you the story about me and my grandmother. The holistic approach is becoming so common. You know, that body, mind, and spirit connection is huge. And, you know, we all believe, or we should all believe, that the body has the ability to be at peace. The body has the ability to be in balance. And the more that the body's at peace and in balance, and the more that you can calm the mind, the more that you'll be able to heal the body, the physical body. So how do you get a calm body? One of the ways of getting a calm body is to study meditation. And that's why I so much appreciate you, Michael, because we really need to understand the power of meditation today. And I get so many questions about what is meditation? How do I do meditation? And meditation really don't work for me. But it's an art. You can't just do it one time and expect for meditation to work. You have to continuously do it. And I'm just talking for myself. I had to do it many times before I realized that it was helping me. Even though it was helping me, I wouldn't admit to myself that it was helping me. I know the power of a calm body. And I met this young doctor. Her name is O'Neill Spiegel. And going into her clinic was immediately calming, because I can't even tell you where I came from prior to going into her clinic. I came from I was with a person that was very anxious, very angry, very sick. So going into her clinic and meeting her staff and meeting her, Doc O'Neill Spiegel, she was amazing. Her entire staff immediately calmed me down. And I think that, and I have to, you know, talk about her, because whatever it was, whether it was a learned behavior, it worked for me. And if it worked for me, it works for many people. And so I like to always tell people that body, mind, and spirit, you've got to have that connection. The body believes what you tell it. If you tell the body that I'm in pain and angry and don't want to be here, your body will believe you. And believe me, it will take you out of here. I've seen it so many times. And we talked about a client that came to the retreat a year ago. And he came in saying that, you know, I'm here because my wife wants me to be here. And I'm here because I want to learn how to eat better, because my wife wants me to learn how to eat better. And he would never talk about himself. And finally, he said to me once, he says, I need to talk to you about my wife. What's going to happen to her when I'm gone?
I wanted to say something that you were saying earlier, because we talked about this on the phone, and I think it's very important that we mention it. And it's about self-love. Now, we were talking about homeopathy and the micro affects the macro. So we think we need to do big things, but really it's the small things. When we can appreciate the small things, then it will manifest a frequency within us. We will tap into another frequency, which is another channel, basically. And when we can change the smallest frequency within us, we will start to attract and manifest more frequency of that nature. It's like tuning into a radio, to make it short. If we tune into gossip radio all night, what are we gonna attract? What are we gonna behave like? It's called mirror behavior. And we have mirror neurons. That's why when we see somebody in pain, it hurts us. When we see somebody, you know, celebrating, happy, we feel great. Okay. So what is my point with this? Is the lady that called in, I also want to say there's different forms of meditation, because this is very important that I clarify this, because I want to take the mystical out of meditation, because when we think it's mystical, it will elude our mind, because we think it's something, oh, like something miraculous, something magical. It's really very natural. And there's so many forms of meditation. We walk in the park, we jog, we exercise, sports players meditate. That's why they call it in the zone. The musicians meditate. That's why they go into their music and they play music that they say they don't know where it comes from, because it comes from a deeper place. So the message that I have for your friend is, do whatever makes you feel good. If you like sewing, sew. If you like listening to music, listen to music. But as you're listening to the music, feel the love within you. And when you feel the pain, focus on love. Focus on joy. As difficult as it's going to be, the more you can practice these little exercises, the more you're going to manifest and see and experience the love that's already within you. So meditation is great. What I remind people of the meditation that I give, but starting out small is great. And that's why I say, get a hold of me, because I will remind you onto knowing yourself. Because when you can know yourself, if you want to be able to fix your computer, you got to know your computer. Same thing with our body. If we don't know how we operate, it will forever manipulate us to thinking that we know what it's doing. But if we're not at the wheel, would we give somebody the wheel to our car and let us drive blind? Because that's what's going on with our bodies. If we don't know how our bodies operate, then forever we're going to be on autopilot. And it's going to be like a ship on the sea without a rudder. We're going to hit an island, or we're going to hit the rocks, and we're not going to know what's going on. But when we can conscious control of our consciousness, we will direct our ship wherever we want to go.
Wow. That is so powerful, 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 powerful. When we come back, Michael, I want you to give them some value on, just give an example of how to meditate. And I think people are ready for that now. I used to meditate in the closet. I was desperate for finding places to meditate, and I was desperate to learn how to meditate. So when we come back, more with Michael on how to change your life and the way you feel about your chronic illness through meditation.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles. And we are talking with Michael Post today, a meditation expert out of Arizona. He's an educator, and he believes in the power of the brain. And we've been talking about meditation today and how to help yourself with a chronic or just or anxiety. There's many, many ways that you can use the power of meditation. A while ago, who has a chronic illness, and she wanted to know basically how she can use meditation. Can she use meditation and without going to a therapist? And Michael has given you his credentials on how to contact him, but he also believes in teaching people how to do self-meditation. Michael, can you give a short example of what it takes to do meditation? Because a lot of people believe that it's something that's so difficult, and you think that it's mystical and that it's like, you know, I just hear many, many things about it. And I actually once had somebody say, ooh, I don't want any meditation. I don't know. That's demonic. I mean, you'd be surprised what people think, but I love it. I mean, I wish that I can do a session every day. And thank you so very much for my session. I mean, I feel different, and I know that I sound different just from having that session with you. But I'd like for you to give a little example so that she can feel that, you know, that it's not something that is out of reach. Can you do that?
Okay. Sure. One thing I like to say before we start really quickly is when a thought comes, as we do this, just thank it for sharing and let it go. Don't fight the thought. Don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. Okay. This is a process. You're basically cleansing your consciousness. You're purifying your consciousness. So I want you to just be in this space that you're in. Excuse me. And I want you, as we go through this process, I want you to not think as a physical being, a person. I want you to think as a vibrational being, as an energy being. Because the more you can connect with vibration, the more deeper you'll go within your consciousness. So I want you to feel the room that you're in. And I want you to see what is between you and the wall that you're looking at, or whatever you're looking at, as there's energy all around you. I want you to breathe that energy in. The more aware you could be of energy, the more you'll become, it becomes within you because it's already there. So breathing in. And as you breathe in and as you exhale, relax even deeper. Now, being aware of energy, I want you to slowly start to close your eyes and stay aware of energy. Stay aware of vibration. So this whole process I'm going to take you in is vibration. Think as a vibrational being. Again, all is vibration. So now, taking another deep breath, relax everything of what you think it's going to be. Just let it go. No expectations. So exhale and release everything you think this is going to be about. So now, taking another deep breath in, set your intention of what you want this to be and let it go. The power of intention is very powerful. Set your intention and know that it is answered. It is done. Exhale. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to start to be aware of your feet. Feel the soles of your feet. Are they cold? Are they warm? Are they dry? Are they moist? What do they feel like? Being aware of your feet, the skin, vibration. Feel the cells of your body. Connect with the cells of your body. For they are as much aware of you as you are of it in this space. Be aware of your ankles, your shins, the bones, the muscles, the skin, and the clothing that you're wearing. Feel the clothing on your skin. For it is as much alive right now in this moment as you. And it feels you as you feel it. Feel your knees, your legs, the bones, the muscles, the skin, again, the clothing. And if you're sitting, whatever your legs feel like on what you're sitting. Now, feel your butt area. And what is what you're sitting feel like? Is it soft, hard? Feel the bones, the muscles. Now come to your groin area. Feel that part. Think vibration. Now be aware of your spinal cord. Feel your spinal cord going up and down your spinal cord. Feel the muscles in your back, the skin, again, the clothing that you're wearing. Whatever you're leaning against, if you're leaning against anything, what is what you're leaning against feel like? Become one with it. For it is one with you. Now bring your awareness to your stomach. Feel the organs of your stomach. Now feel your ribs, your lungs. For every time you breathe, it is your proof of your worthiness. Feel that worthiness of breath. It is a blessing in every moment. You are abundant with breath, with life, with energy. What does this abundance feel like within you? Connect with your heart. Feel your heart. Be grateful for this connection. Every single time your heart beats, it loves you unconditionally. It doesn't think whether you deserve it or not. It knows you are it, for you are the purest expression of love itself. Now be aware of your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your hands. Now come back up your arms to your neck. Feel your jaw, your chin. And we're short on time. Your lips, your mouth, your teeth, your tongue. Be aware of your nose. Thinking vibration, breathing vibration. Be aware of your cheeks, your eyes. What do your eyes see behind your closed eyelids? Vibration. Your ears. But you don't listen to anything. You're experiencing vibration that your brain is interpreting as sound. What does vibration feel like? Your hair connected to your head, your scalp, your skull, your brain. Vibration. And I think that's all the time we have. I apologize. I wish I had more time. But I can go much, much deeper. Really, really much, much deeper. So if anybody wants to experience more, yes.
When we come back, we're going to give you Michael's credentials again so that if you want to contact him to learn more about meditation, you can. It's one of the most powerful things that you can do for your body, not only if you have a chronic illness, but if you want to excel in life to a different level, to a different zone, to a different business. If you just want to relax and be the best mom you could be, or you want to be who you truly want to be in life, you must
learn how to live in a body that you truly, truly love. And that's what Michael's trying to say here. I will invite each and every one of you to pick a clean and quiet place in your environment. Or if you're an outside person, go out in the woods, go out in the trees, go near water. I personally love to meditate in my own home, in my bathroom. I know that may sound crazy, but it's the best place for me. I do lots of fun things in therapy in my own home, in my bathroom. So pick a great place to meditate and try to implement that into your daily life. When we come back, I'd like to give you some more value about nutrition and meditation and how it goes together. When we come back, more with Michael Post.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer Radio Show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we are back. We've been talking with Michael Pulse all this time about meditation and the power of the brain and a unique way that the brain operates when you just learn how to meditate. His mission is to heal people and to help them learn to love themselves. And that may sound simple, but it's not. It's the most complicated thing to teach people, because I know I deal with chronic illness for the last 30 years or more of my life, and I know that that is one of the major symptoms that a person can go through, the reason for their chronic illness to exist at a level that it doesn't need to exist at. And it always starts with the power of the mind, the power of the brain, and how to love yourself first before you can even tell your body to exchange a chronic illness into health. You must learn the body-mind connection. And I've been a holistic naturopathic doctor for many, many years, and I have seen many chronic illnesses over the many, many years, and you can never learn enough. And I just know that the way to calm the body down so that it can even begin to want to get better is through meditation. And there's other ways that people can help the brain to calm down, but I chose with Michael Post, and it is helping me in my life, and it can help you in your life. And, you know, we talked last week about nutrition and other ways on how to help the body with a chronic illness, but I wanted to bring Michael on again today because I've been dealing with some issues in my life, and a lot of my clients have been dealing with some similar issues, and I thought this was a perfect time to bring him back, and I hope you got some value. And I would like for Michael, before we end this session, to talk to you a little bit about what he thinks about the body taking care of itself, and why he says that we should be like treat our bodies like we treat our garden. I want him to explain that a little bit more. But I also want, you know, give people the opportunity to contact me, because we talked a lot last week about the power of nutrition, and we talk about the power of detoxification. But I want to be able to bring you that connection of body, mind, and spirit. And we're going to be starting webinars soon, and Esther's going to put a bullet out there about when the next webinar is going to be. But the very first webinar on this subject, I think that's important, and we're going to give you some value on dates of when that will be. But I want to leave you with this, that the power of the body is only as good as the power of the mind, and that's why I truly love Michael Post. Michael, would you end the show by talking a little bit about the garden? We had a question about that, and I want people to truly understand, because some people don't really realize that they treat other people better than they treat themselves. They treat the garden better than they treat themselves. They treat their dog better than they treat themselves. And mm-hmm. The list goes on and on and on. And why do we do that? I don't know why we self-sabotage ourselves, but I think it's time in this era to start right now learning how to love yourself and learning that body-mind connection, that body-mind and spirit connection, because we all deserve to feel good and to look good. And I want to thank O'Neill Siegel again for sponsoring me today at her office, which is calm and peaceful. And it just makes me feel good being in her presence, and I wanted to thank her. But, Michael, I want you to talk a little bit about, have you been tending to the garden of self-love, Michael says? Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. First, I'd like to start with the world with inquiry is the world without. This is plain and simple truth. So the question for everybody online is, are you helping everybody else by neglecting yourself on a daily basis? Because if you are, you're neglecting your spirit, because everything is just a projection and reflection of you. Now, if you give power to the projection by neglecting the spirit within you, then you're going to manifest that neglection through the relationships, people, situations, and events and circumstances and experiences in your life. When you can start to focus on authenticity with yourself, and whether you think you don't deserve it or you do, that's your brain lying to you, because those are the programs that were put into us since we were small. No, we don't live up to certain things or certain, you know, people's perceptions of what perfection is. Now, I'll go into it next week about how old perceptions and new perceptions contradict each other. And that shows that, you know, we're getting more confused about what is accepted and what is not, because we've been programmed to believe certain things. So my question to you is, are you tending to your garden, or are you tending to everybody else's garden and therefore starving your garden? Because if you're starving your garden, it's going to reflect in your mind. It's going to reflect in your health, because your body is feeling that neglect. And if you don't tend to your body, it's going to reflect what you give it. Right? We give and we receive. If we don't give to ourselves, and here's another great thing, and I'll leave you guys with this. When we were kids, our parents told us, you're great. Believe in yourself. Love yourself. Right? Where did that change from children as adults? Because as adults, if we love ourselves, I mean, I've been called conceited. I've been called selfish. I'm like, you know what? If you look at everybody that succeeded or everybody that, you know, a spiritual teacher and master, they had to be selfish, because you can't give what you don't got. If you don't love yourself, you can't truly give love. It's just we've been thinking what true love is. But true love is a state of being, is a state of mind. It's not what we say. It's not what we show. It's what we are. Become that, because you are. You are the master of your own mind. You are the master of your own world. It's just, what are you mastering? Are you mastering love? Or are you mastering neglect? Are you mastering you? Yeah? Hello?
That's beautiful, Michael. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We're all masters, Dr. Lonnie. It's just, what are we mastering?
You know, Michael, it was so wonderful to have you on the show again today. And I know that we're going to get some more value next week. One of the things that we're going to talk about next week is how to make that connection, body, mind, and spirit. It's not just the mind that we're dealing with when you have a chronic illness. It's the physical body, and it's also the spirit. But people have no idea that they can change, that they can stop talking about the old stories, and they can stop concentrating on what happened that made the situation bad, and they can now concentrate on the good and how to make it better. And you can do that, and you can learn how to do that with the power of meditation. And I want to talk about some other things next week on how we can make that connection happen. Thank you so much. It has been a wonderful session as always. And I'd like to see you again on the show real soon. And I'd like for you to give your credentials out. We had another caller in that would like to give you a call. You can give out your website, your Skype, and your phone number.
Sure. My number again is 928-446-5887. My email is Yuma, Y as in yellow, U, M as in Mary, A, awakening at gmail.com. My Facebook is facebook.com/, again, Yuma Awakening. Facebook.com/ Yuma Awakening. And my Skype is artisticpost.com.
Please email me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com. We're giving out a free book, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, The Martha's Vineyard Diet Detox. There's another book, 1 Pound a Day. We're giving out free books for all those who have a good story to tell and how meditation or any mind connection program helped you. Please email me for any questions that you may have about last week. We talked a lot about how to nutritionally get yourself on board with the 43 essential nutrients. And prior to that, we talked about some other things on how to get your nutrition up
and
how
to
detox this year.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m. for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluz. Tweet at twitter.com/drdeluz.